Chodesh. Cheshvan is sponsored by Morty and Lorraine Sohn, Zeichen Nishmas, Mr. Sohn's father, Mr. Harold Levine, Lava Shalom, Rabbi Cheskel, Ben Rabbi Yochum Chanoch, and Mr. Sohn's father, Dr. Harry, Sohn, Lava Shalom, Rabbi Tzvi, Ben Rabbi Lazar, the Neshama Shav Naliyah from our learning. You may have noticed on my standard, in addition to a new sign-up sheet for 10-minute halacha topics, which, thank God, is not desperately in need of new topics. We have plenty there to keep us busy for a while. Feel free to use it, but also there's a sign-up sheet for writing Divrei Torah for the Dvar Mayotzim and Alev, DRS's weekly Torah publication. We would like to have a Lev HaTorah corner of Dvar Mayotzim and Alev. The inaugural Lev HaTorah corner will be a Dvar Torah by Rabbi Levin, but we would really like if others can sign up. It's not really hard to write a Dvar Torah or, you know, to have something that is of sufficient quality to make it into Dvar Mayotzim and Alev. The editors are not particularly strict. So please sign up for Dvar Torah, especially for the coming weeks. For the edition for 2 weeks from now, it's already got to be in 1 week from now. It's got to be done in a week in advance, if possible. So just please, if you guys could pick a parsha. Worst comes to worst, you can go on Why You Torah, listen to one of my Divrei Torah, and just write it. You know, just pick a parsha and come up with a Divrei Torah for that week. Okay, I wanted to spend the bulk of Shir today on the Chiv Levakar Pnei Rabba Beregel, which obviously comes up here in the Gemara on Chav Zayin and Beis. I just wanted to close off one quick point from yesterday. We spent the whole day yesterday discussing this idea of a Sukkah Shel Shutfin versus a Sukkah She'ula, which one is more yours, less yours, Rashi, Tosfos, all the problems with Rashi. Good, we've been through all that. Now, the idea that the Gemara has, that if you say Lachem, that Lachem necessarily means that we're excluding Shel Shutfin, according to Tosos. The Tosos holds that when you say something needs to be yours, Shel Shutfin is possible against Rashi. Rashi said if it belongs to Shutfin, it's okay. So there's a major discussion in the Achronim. What about mitzvah number Taryag in the Torah? What is the last and 613th mitzvah in the Torah? Kisvu Lachem es Hashira Hazos. Kisvu Lachem es Hashira Hazos. That you should write a Sefer Torah. What if two people get together? Neither of them has $40,000 to drop on a Sefer Torah, but they each save up and they each have $20,000 to drop on a Sefer Torah. So two guys get together, or a family gets together, let's say two brothers get together, and they write a Sefer Torah jointly. Have they fulfilled the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So this is a major discussion in the poskim, and the Chora, it's Talay and this Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos here in our Gemara, that if you hold any time it says Lucha or Lechem, like Rashi says, that does not exclude Shutfin. As long as you own a Shavu Pruta's worth of it, it's okay, then you can join in together and write a Sefer Torah. But if you hold Lecha, Lechem, excludes Shutfin, then partners cannot get together to write a Sefer Torah. That is the issue that is discussed, although it is noteworthy that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag does not quote our Gemara, our Rashi Tosfos, as far as I am able to tell, Minchas Chinuch, which is on the second to last page of your package, he quotes that the Achronim are choker on this Shaila. They discuss this Shaila, whether you yotze b'shutfus. He says, d'chsiv lachem, that it should be like lulav, because after all, if it's like lulav, maybe lulav shel shutfin is no good. But he says, no, the truth is, you can't learn from the pasuk itself. And he thinks even from the ta'ameh ha-mitzvos, from the reason for the mitzvah, you can't necessarily learn anything. And he writes, mitzvah svara, you would say, what would you say, mitzvara? Logically, yes or no? A bunch of guys get together, write a Sefer Torah, yotzei the mitzvah, not yotzei the mitzvah.
Yes, because it's just financially one of the most difficult mitzvahs.
It's one of the most difficult, right? The Torah expects every single person to do it. How is every single person supposed to do it if you don't take on some sort of partnership? So I would have probably said something similar to that. Says Minchas Chinuch, I would think Misvar is the opposite, Minchas Chinuch says. Because if you could get a shutfus together, what's to stop all of Klal Yisrael from giving a dollar and getting together 40,000 Jews to write a Sefer Torah? So you'll say, Nothing is to stop them from doing that, and that's wonderful. That is a great mitzvah. In fact, every time a Sefer Torah gets written by a yeshiva or whatever, they have sponsorship opportunities, and you buy a pasuk for $180 or whatever. Are you getting a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So I would think that's, they advertise that you are, right? They tell you, be mishtatev in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Are you really being mishtatev in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? You're not getting the mitzvah, according to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says, no, misvara, it's bad, because what's the reason for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Why do we have mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? So the reason is to have it so that you can learn it, because that's how they would learn. They would learn from the Sefer Torah. If 40,000 people are sharing the same Sefer Torah, there's not going to be very much learning going on. So he says, it's not like you could draw a line somewhere. If you could say, look, two guys sharing it, three guys sharing it, that's good, because they could still learn plenty. But 40,000 can't. So where exactly do you draw the line? So he says it's likely that the nature of the mitzvah is one that's not meant for shutvin. It's meant to be done on an individual basis. However, he says, it's possible that Eiro Chinami, even though you can't learn from the Sefer Torah, right? Ein anu yucholim lilmod zos me'atzmeinu. But who says that we're allowed to come up with a new halacha just because we think that the reason for Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn from it? So we're going to change the halachas based on the Tama Dekra, based on the reasons of what the Torah says, based on Tamei HaMitzvos. We know that there's a major sugi in Shas, Darshin and Tamei Dekra. Oh, lo Darshin and Tamei Dekra. Do we take the reasons for the mitzvos and therefore change the halachos based on what the presumed reasons for the mitzvos are? Or do we not have the right to presume what the reasons for the mitzvos are and change the halacha based on it? Everyone agrees it's a good idea to try to figure out Tamei Dekra, to try to come up with meaning and levels of meaning in various mitzvos. That's what the Rambam does throughout Mor Nevuchim. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch does in every single mitzvah. But can you change the halacha based on what you think the reason for the mitzvah is? So the Minchas Chinuch says we can't really do that. So even though we perceive the reason for the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to be able to learn from the Sfarim, I don't know if I could change halacha based on that and say that that's necessarily a raya that shel shutvin is possible, that 40,000 people cannot chip in to buy a Sefer Torah. So he doesn't think that that's a raya. The issue is as follows, though. There is a famous Shitas HaRush when it comes to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rush in Maseches Menachos writes that nowadays that most of our learning is not done from a Sefer Torah itself. Most of our learning is done from other Svarim. One is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, by buying Svarim, the Rush says. So it seems that at least according to the Rush, specifically by this mitzvah, you're allowed to say, okay, here's the reason for the mitzvah, and now we're going to alter the halacha based on it. The halacha was really supposed to write a Sefer Torah, cloth and everything, lishma, the whole thing, right? It's supposed to be a real kosher Sefer Torah. But the Rosh said, yeah, just, you know, if you buy Gemaras and Rishonim and stuff, that's also good. That's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. What do you mean that's a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? How could that be a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Apparently the Rush says, well, since the reason is to be able to learn from it, so whatever you really learn from, that's the real mitzvah. So apparently, dafka by this mitzvah, even if you'll load darshin in time of the craft, for whatever reason, it's not abundantly clear what that reason is, but for whatever reason, apparently, at least according to the Rush, you are allowed to be darish time of the craft a little bit when it comes to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a big sugya. There's major shagasariya on the topic. It's really not our sugya. I'll just mention that there are some achronim that extend that Rush and think that that's a statement that the Rush is making about more than just the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, and think that the Rush would hold that whenever you have a clear stated goal for the mitzvah, you're allowed to adjust the halacha based on that clearly stated goal. The Kazhuk Lover Gon, for instance, the Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, has a tshuva we must have mentioned at some point, where probably more than one point, where he discusses the minhag that people have of starting mincha right before shkia and finishing mincha after shkia. And he was asked if that's okay, and he quotes the vart from the Yira Kadosh, where the Yira Kadosh says, yeah, it's okay based on the Tosfos Maseches Brachos. The Tosfos says that if Bilam would have started cursing Klal Yisrael, at the rega of God's anger and would have continued after the rega of God's anger, it all would be mitzarif to that original moment, and therefore all you need to do is start on time. But he quotes that vart in the context of a different shaila altogether. What he was really asked about in that shaila was about the minhag that some people had that they delivered shalach manos after Purim was over already. That, let's say, Purim would be over at 6 o'clock at night, that's when, let's say, shkia, tzeisach kavim, whatever, and people would deliver shalach manos at 7 o'clock at night, after Purim was already over. So they asked the Kasher Glover, any justification for that? So what he suggested was as follows. He said, well, to be yotzei the mitzvah of su'udas Purim, if you start before shkia, then even if you continue way, way after, everything goes basa the moment that you start. Everything follows the moment that you start. So as long as you started while it was still Purim, you're good. Just like starting mincha, well, it's still shkia. So he says, that's out. Beis, what's the point of shalach manos? The point of shalach manos, according to the Trumas Sedeshen, the famous machlokes Trumas Sedeshen, Manos Halevi, according to the Trumas Sedeshen, is to provide people with their needs for su'udas Purim. So he says, if you hold like the Rush, that you're allowed to take the point of a mitzvah, the reason of a mitzvah, and adjust the halachos accordingly. And he quotes this Rush by Ksiva Sefer Torah. So he says, maybe you could say the same thing about shalach manos. If the whole reason for mitzvah is to provide people the su'udas Purim, and you know that people could still be mekayim the mitzvah of su'udas Purim as long as they started before shkia, they could be mekayim. It's still called su'udas Purim late into the night. They could, as long as they're still sitting at the same meal till 10 o'clock at night, it's still called su'udas Purim. So maybe you could deliver shalach manos at 7 o'clock while they're still in the middle of their meal, and that accomplishes providing for su'udas Purim. Granted, it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah was you're supposed to deliver it on Purim, but maybe you can adjust the halacha based on the reason for the mitzvah. So you see, the Kasher Glover Gaon, at least, he was a very creative thinker, but he takes this rush, this idea of the rush, that you can take the reason for a mitzvah, the goal of a mitzvah, and adjust the halachas accordingly, and he thinks that that rush is about more than just Ksiva Sefer Torah. He's willing to apply it to the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and presumably to other mitzvahs as well. But just important to point out that this issue of whether Ksiva Sefer Torah B'shutfus is okay or not okay may likely hinge on this Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah.
That's all assuming that the Suda is going to Shkia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's assuming the Suda goes late into the night. A lot of people do that. A lot of people start the Suda late in the day and continue, you know, well into the night. Okay, so that is just to tie up loose ends from yesterday. Now, we have a sugi over here in Daf Tav Zayinim and Beis. The Gemara tells a story about 10-12 lines before the end of before the lines get wide. Tan Rabban Meisib Rabbi Loi Shalok Lakto Pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbo Belud Beregel. It happened once that Rabbi Loi went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, in Lud on Yantiv. So you would think Rabbi Eliezer was so happy to see him. Talmud comes to visit him, schleps all that way. So Amr Loi Loi. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Eloi Ein Chamishov Se'ar Regel. You're a Mechal Yantif. You're someone who's not really treating Yantif properly. Shai Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and the Gemara says, well, why would he tell him such a nasty thing? Because this is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He used to always say, Mishabeach ani esatzlanin, shen yotzin mibatein beregel. Rabbi Eliezer used to be of the opinion that it's better to be lazy sometimes, that it's better to be lazy and stay home rather than leave your house on Yantif. Because you have a chiyuv of simcha, and the chiyuv of simchas yantiv is only fulfilled with your family. So to abandon your family for yantiv, that's not okay. You can't go abandon your family for yantiv to go visit your Rebbe. It's not appropriate. So in fact, the Gemara, really, it's not appropriate. Doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak teach us that you're supposed to go visit your Rebbe on Yantif? And how do we know that there's a chiyuv to go visit your Rebbe on Yantif? Shenemar, madua atalechas elav hayom lo chodesh lo shabbos. Because the husband of the Isha Hashunamis says to her when she's going to go visit Elisha Hanavi, why are you going today? It doesn't make any sense for you to go visit the Rebbe today. It's not Chodesh nor Shabbos, so it's not the right day to go. What are you going for? What does that tell you? Had it been Chodesh or Shabbos, it would have been the right time to go. So you see that when it is Chodesh Shabbos, you do have to go visit the Rebbe. So don't you see from there that there's a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Yantif? So this is one of those Gemaras that, like, you can't say it with a straight face. The whole thing doesn't read straight. We're trying to say there's a mitzvah to go visit the Rebbe on Yantif because the pasuk says that had it been Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, you should go visit the Rebbe. Where does it say anything about Yantif? It doesn't say a word about Yantif. But anyway, let's ignore that for a second, just to get the Gemara down. So the Gemara says, why is Rabbi Eliezer criticizing Rabbi Elayi for coming to visit him? Isn't it a mitzvah to come visit? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer agree that there's a mitzvah to visit a Rebbe on Yantif? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Depends if you can make it back on time. If you can make it back in the same day, then there's a mitzvah to go. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about. If you can't make it back home on the same day, then Rabbi Eliezer would say, I don't want you here, you don't belong visiting your Rebbe, you belong with your family. So basically he agrees to Rabbi Yitzchak's din, he just limits it severely. And he says that Rabbi Yitzchak's din is only when you can make it back on the same day. Azul va'asi biyomei. Interestingly, Rashi says, what does that mean, azul va'asi biyomei? That you can travel back within the day. So let's say nowadays, where we have air travel, and you can make it to California and back on a single day. I've done it a couple of times. You can make it back in a single day. So you go for a chasen or something. You could be there for 4 hours and come right back. So so maybe nowadays you should have to go that far. So Rashi seems to say otherwise. Rashi says no. Umisamech simchas hachag imishto. You have to come back to have simchas yantif with your wife. Chayv lahakbil pnei rabo. So then, if you can make it back, you go visit Rabbi Kigon ir shebetoch hatchum al de eruv, provided that it's a city within the tchum Shabbos or there's an eruv there. Assuming, obviously, that which day of Yantif are you going? You're not going on Chol HaMoed, you're going on Yantif itself. Right? That's obviously what Rashi is assuming. If you're going on Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't need it to be B'toch HaTchum. You could take the red eye back from L.A. in the morning, and that's totally fine, right? So it must be that Rashi is assuming we're talking about the Chi of Levak HaPnei Rabo Regel is actually on Yantif itself. Chol HaMoed sounds like it's not would not be included. What's the Hechrich to say that way? Why don't you just say that it's a mitzvah to visit on Chol HaMoed? And you're supposed to be Mesameach Ato Vesecha? Yes, Simchas Yantif applies on Chol HaMoed also. The mitzvah of Simcha on Chol HaMoed also. Maybe not Onek, whatever. Mitzvah of Simcha, we discussed, right? So who says it's not Chol HaMoed? So there's really an obvious answer to that question. When we say Chayav Adam Vakar Pnei Rabo B'Regel, which days are we talking about? What's Regel? You open the Jewish calendar. No, what's included in Regel? You should know at least some of them. Come on. Don't be shy. What's included in Regel? Shavuos is one of them. Sukkos, Pesach. Sukkos and Pesach have a Chol HaMoed. The Chiv probably includes Shavuos also. Shavuos doesn't have a Chol HaMoed. So if there's a Chiv to be Mevaker Pnei Rabo Regel, it has to be that the Chiv is on the Yantif. If the Chiv was only on Chol HaMoed, then it wouldn't be Beregel, it would be Bepesach V'Sukkos. Regel is an inclusive term that includes Shavuos also. That could be the hechrech, where Rashi has to say, oh, we're talking about a Yantif, and it's within Tchum Shabbos. That could be. The question is, are you mekayim the mitzvah, if you do it on Chol HaMoed also? Is it that even on Yantif there's a mitzvah, but a mitzvah also on Chol HaMoed? So we'll have to see. Maybe we'll get back to that. Do we pass from this halacha l'maisa? So if you look in the Rambam, in source number 7, skip ahead a little bit in the Marmakomos. So the Rambam writes, you should stand for your Rebbe when you see him from far away, as long as you see him, until he's gone from your view, and he no longer sees you standing, and then you could sit down. Oh yeah, and by the way, you got to visit your Rebbe in Yantif too. Strange placement of the halacha. But what the Achronim notice in the Rambam is, he's passing that you have to visit Rabbi and Yantif. Our Gemara said, you have to visit Rabbi and Yantif, but that's only what? Our Gemara made a qualification. It's only if you can make it back home on the same day. Why didn't the Rambam write that? Rambam just says, yeah, you gotta go visit. Doesn't make any qualification about making it back on the same day. So that's what the Kesem Mishnah points out, that the whole Ukimta of Azul Va'asi Biyomei is only within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. But it could be we don't pass like Shitas Rabbi Eliezer anyway, and we wouldn't hold of this Ukimta. And we would hold Chayav Adam Vakar Pnei Rabo Regel, doesn't matter how far away it is. And that's why the Rambam doesn't quote that qualification. So basically, the way I want to set up this sugya of Chayav Adam Vakar Pnei Rabo Regel, it's a good sugya to have in your back pocket at any time, because you could say it over at any yantif, basically. The way I want to set it up is as follows. I'm going to ask four or five questions, and then we'll go through the Rishonim and Achronim And we'll find that none of the Rishonim and Achronim really answer all four or five questions. But between them, they each have Mahalchim that answer at least a couple of them. Now, some of these questions are much bigger and more obvious and more important. Some are less obvious. Question number one. The Pasuk says that Madua Talach Siyom Lo Shabbos Lo Chodesh, Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos, whatever it says, that it's not Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh. How do we see from a Pasuk that talks about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh that you have to visit your Rebbe on Yantif? Just doesn't read straight. How does that serve as a source? That's question number one. Question number two. The Isha Hashunamis was an Isha. She was a woman. Is a woman chayiv in this mitzvah of chayiv of levakar pnei rabbi b'regel? Why shouldn't a woman be chayiv? This is Seishas Mangrama. She should be pater. So what was she going for? Why is the assumption that on Shabbos or Chodesh or whatever it is, whenever the appropriate time to go is, that the woman would have to go? It's mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Question number three is not really much of a question unless you have an answer for it, meaning it's the kind of thing that, like, once you have a mahalich, you can use this as, like, a nice point. But in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, when it quotes this idea of Rabbi Yitzchak, it juxtaposes that halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak with another halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. Not here in our Gemara, but in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that Rabbi Yitzchak also says, Chayiv adam letaher es atzmo b'regel. Person needs to be metaher themselves for yantif. Is there any connection between the two? Between the Chayiv Adam Lataris Asma Bregel, or is it just, the same guy said it, so we associate the comments, the various comments from Rabbi Yitzchak that are Yantif related, but no deeper connection. So that's more of like an is there, not really a kasha. It's just information. Question number four, Lahalacha, do we paskin this? So it's a little bit strange, because the Rambam paskins it, like we just saw. The Shulchan Aruch does not. Normally, if the Rambam paskins something and the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin something, what's your immediate reaction? If the Rambam is paskin, the Shulchan Aruch is not?
That the other two don't paskin like that. The Rif and the...
Okay. Now, if it's a machlokas and it's paskining one way, paskining another way in the machlokas, so in the Rambam paskins one way and the Shulchan Aruch paskins the other way, then you're right. Then you would say it must be the Rif and the Rosh paskin the other way. But over here, it's not even the machlokas. It's a question of, does this halacha exist? Does this halacha, should this halacha even be, make it into the canon of halachos? So it's not even about that, really.
Whether it's applicable to Bizman HaZeh?
Good. Shulchan Aruch was a book for Bizman HaZeh. Didn't paskin in Hilchos Trumas Maestros, didn't paskin in Hilchos, didn't paskin anything in Hilchos Hegdish, right? Didn't paskin a whole series of halachos, a whole slew of halachos, Karbanos, Maestro Karbanos, Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin. Because Shulchan Aruch was a book for Galus Jews, for us, Bizman HaZeh, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam was written for all time. The Rambam tells you as much. He thinks, next to the Chumash, it's the only thing you need. It's a book written for all time. That's the Rambam. So normally you would say, okay, so must be Chayiv Adam Lakaras Pnei Rabbi Bregel relates to Bizman HaZeh Beis HaMikdash. That would be your first reaction. The problem is that there are another couple of books that were also written only for Galus Jews, seemingly, and that is the Rif and the Rush. The Rif and the Rush do not paskin kachim. They leave that stuff out. What did the Rif do? He basically took the Gemara, knocked out all the stuff that's not lahalacha, and only kept the stuff that's lahalacha. That's why it's fewer pages. And he adds in a couple of words of his own. But pretty much, he just takes the words of the Gemara. He paskins. It's a brilliant way to paskin, by just taking the words of the Gemara and quoting it in a certain way and selectively omitting certain passages, and that's how he paskins. That's how you tell what the Rif really holds. The Rif doesn't say all that much on his own, doesn't add all that much. But he knocks out everything that's not halacha l'maisa. So you would expect that if this was a Beis HaMikdash din, that the Rif and the Rush would not mention it. The problem, of course, is the Rif and the Rush do mention it. So the Rambam, Rif, and Rush, all paskin Chayiv Adam Lakar Pnei Rabbi Bregel, Shulchan Aruch doesn't. Why is that? That's weird. That's strange. Right? So, yeah?
Also, when Chapei Rosh uses it as one of the examples for
good
the mitzvah, it seems, and it's grouped with other mitzvahs that are Bizman HaZeh.
Good. Right? So that would imply that it is a Bizman HaZeh mitzvah. Good. So we need to figure out the halacha. Right, we need to figure out, is this halacha, is it not halacha, why would the Shulchan Aruch leave it out? And the fifth question is, I guess, you know, the most fundamental in terms of understanding, what's the nature of this mitzvah? Why do we do this mitzvah? What's it for? What are the possibilities? And there are going to be obvious nafkaminas. What are the possibilities? Why is there a mitzvah of Levaka Panera Beregel? So a possibility might be, it's a mitzvah, it's a unique form of Talmud Torah. That just like there's where else do we have a unique form, aside from the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a unique form of Talmud Torah that you got to do it this way at this time? Pesach, the Haggadah, right? You got the Levincha. Very good. Kriyas HaTorah, a unique form of Talmud Torah. Sometimes the unique form of Talmud Torah is a set curriculum. Shalom Midarshan, B'chachag, Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, that the curriculum has to be such at this time of the year. Yeah?
I was going to say, like a Bayless Fishbook, like, can only learn.
Good. That it sets a curriculum for certain times. Very good. So you have sometimes where it's a unique form of Talmud Torah, where it's in a different format. It's not the normal just sitting down with the Chavrus and learning. It's supposed to be done in a certain way, like Vigad de Levincha, or like Kriyas HaTorah, where it's Petzibur. But those are mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. And when it's done in that way, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you have a separate Birchas HaTorah for those unique forms of Talmud Torah. That's why you have a separate Birchas HaTorah when you get an Aliyah. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought you should have a separate, the Bracha Vashar Galanu that you make at the Seder is a Birchas, or Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu rather. He thought, right, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah Liyamu Yisrael Baruch Hu. What is that if not a Birchas HaTorah? On the mitzvah of Talmud Torah you're doing at the Seder. And sometimes it just sets a curriculum. It doesn't get its own bracha, but you have to learn certain things at certain times. So is that what this is? A unique form of Talmud Torah that normally you could learn however you want to learn, but you go to the Rebbe to learn on Yontif. To learn, but it's a mitzvah of learning. Or, what else might it be? Kavod Rav, right? Not a mitzvah in Talmud Torah, but a mitzvah in Kavod Rav, and showing Kavod to the Rebbe. It might be a mitzvah to, yeah. Simcha Sechag, gaining inspiration. Simcha should be a simcha, not just a simcha gashmi, but a spiritual elevation of going to visit the Rebbe and being inspired. L'may nafkamina between all these reasons. Number one is an isha chayaves. Is a woman going to be chayiv? If it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so a woman's not chayiv. A woman's not chayiv in mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now you could argue maybe this special form of Talmud Torah, she is chayiv in. Is a woman chayiv in Haggadah? And Chas Chinuch has a long discussion about this, right? I think. Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, whether a woman's chayiv or not. So you could argue that maybe a special form of Talmud Torah might have a different din. Kavod HaRav, a woman is definitely chayiv in. Simchas Yantiv? Machlokas, right? Is it a woman's chiyuv or the man's chiyuv to be mesameach, his wife? So that would be a fundamental enough for me. So again, those are our questions. Question number one, why aren't you chayiv in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? If that's what the pasuk says. Number two, what about a woman? Mitzvah Shazman Grama, why would the Isha Shunamis be chayiv in the first place? Question number three, what in the world, if anything, is the connection to the chiyuv to be metaratz mobregel? Question number four, do we paskin this la'alacha? But it's more than just do we paskin it la'alacha, it's that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush all do, which is strange. And question number five, what is the nature of the obligation? Is it a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a mitzvah of Kavod, a mitzvah of inspiration? How are we to understand this mitzvah? Good, those are the five kashas that I was able to come up with. Anyone come up with anything more? No? Okay, those are the five kashas I came up with. I just looking through the Rishonim and Achronim that I noticed that the Rishonim and Achronim asked. So,
how do we know from this proof that how do we know that's the halacha? Just because she asked, maybe she. I don't know anything about the
oh, good. That's also a good kasha. Where do you see that you're chayiv, Levaka Panera Beregel? We see a conversation between a man and his wife. And the man says to his wife, why are you going today? It's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Which really, all it really implies is that she was in the habit of going on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. And that's why he's saying, oh, that's unusual. You don't go today. Normally, you normally go on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. How does that show you a chiyuv? It's a good kasha also. That question might be answered by some of the achronim that we look at as well. Good? But that's also some. Add it to the list. Six kashas. Chayiv on Levaka Panera Beregel. I have the advantage of my shul when I discuss these sugyas. I just ask questions. Never have to give the answers. So I just... you know, let people fight about it for a while. But that's, we should try to come up with some answers here. So the Ritva deals with question number one. Where do we get Yontif from a pasuk about Shabbos and Regel? And he writes that Ki hakabali hi b'kol talmud kifi keruva l'rabo, that the chiyuv of visiting the Rebbe is not going to be the same. Let's say, you know, I have a Rebbe that I happen to work with every single day, that I work for, who's the manal of this yeshiva. Right? He's my Rebbe. He's my 10th grade Rebbe. Remain close with him throughout all the years. That's why I have a job today, or two, or three. And I go visit him every single day. And I have another Rebbe, several others, thank God, a Rebbe in Washington Heights, who I see more rarely, and another Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael who I see yet more rarely. Right? Do I have the same chiv to visit all of them, the same frequency? That would be crazy. Yeah, I only have to say hi to Rabbi Kamenetsky, good morning to Rabbi Kamenetsky, you know, on Yontif. I see him every single day. He's right here. What a chutzpah that would be if I don't, at least once in a while, just pop in and say hello. Ask a question here or there. So Ritva says, of course, it's misvara. It's obvious that depending how close you are to your Rebbe in proximity, how close you live to your Rebbe, that's going to determine how often you're really expected to go visit the Rebbe. If you live in the same city, so then you should see him every day. If he lives outside of the city but close by, so you should go once a week, once a month. So that's what he was saying to the Isha Shunamis. The Navi lives in the next town over. So normally our chiyuv to go visit him is a once a week, once a month chiyuv. So why are you going today? Says the Gemara though, what you see minimally, there is a chiyuv to visit your Rebbe. What's the minimal amount that you would have to go visit your Rebbe? At least beregel, at least yantif, at least three times a year, that much you can handle. Problem is, do you really see, where do we come up with that? Where do we come up with that, with the idea of regel? Meaning, yes, we do see that there's an inyan to go visit the Rebbe. But we don't see the timing. We just see that if it's closer, you should do it more frequently. But I guess misvar, it's got to be beregel. Yeah?
This is assuming that your Rebbe is always in Eretz Yisrael?
Assuming he's in his city, wherever he is. Yeah, if he's far, far away, you should at least go beregel.
So in your case, if you have five different bands, then you have to go to all of them?
Okay, good. So is this only a din of Rebbe Mufak? So you'll notice, it's an important question also that I didn't put on the list. Who qualifies as a Rebbe? Right? Someone who teaches you a single halacha is also your Rebbe in a certain sense. You got to go find anybody who's ever taught you anything. Every yontif, you're going to be pretty busy. So if you look at the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this, dafka in the context of a Rebbe Mufak. Rambam talks about standing up m'lo einav. If you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, that's a din of Rebbe Mufak. Talmud Chacham, you don't stand up below Einav, even if he doesn't see you. Stand when he's within Dalet Amos or whatever. I remember the exact halachos. But the idea of only when he's in, of standing up the entire time that he's in sight, that's a Rebbe Mufak din. So the Ram apparently holds this din of Rebbe Mufak, which opens up a brand new possibility in terms of why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass on this. Why people aren't knowing this way bizman hazeh. It could be that there's no such din as a Rebbe Mufak bizman hazeh, because I think our Rav Shachter writes in Nefesh HaRav, he quoted from Rav Soloveitchik, that nowadays our Rebbe Mufak is Svarim. Really, most of our learning comes from Svarim. As much as a single Rebbe that you have, as much inspiration as I got from Rabbi Kamenetsky, and as much love for learning as I got from Silver, and as much Torah I got from Rav Shachter, most of my learning, I could say, throughout my life, has probably come from books. I have a lot of books at home, and I like to read them, so most of it has come from Svarim. So that would have the din of the Rebbe Mufak, L'chora. So Rav Soloveitchik said this to Halacha. The Halacha is that you're not allowed to be more Halacha b'fnei Rabbo. You're not allowed to pass an Halacha when your Rebbe's right there, unless you consult your Rebbe. Rav Soloveitchik thought, Meikra Din, I think it's a Bartanura that says like this or something. It wasn't just Rav Soloveitchik's word, but he was fond of quoting, apparently, this Bartanura, that if someone asks you a Shaila, you shouldn't respond to the Shaila without looking it up in the Sefer, because it's more halacha b'fnei Rabbo. That you have to consult with the Rebbe. So maybe that's why we're not knowing Bizman is that. You just have to visit your Sfarim once in a while. At least the Yisfarim are much more local to you. You should visit those every day, right? But you know, but maybe that's why we're not knowing anymore that people are makbid. That opens up that possibility. That's true. Yeah.
Is it possible then, Rick, to say then that irregular is lav dafka, and it just means three times a year is the minimum? If it's a frequency issue.
Good. It may not be a din in yontif. Is there a real connection to the din in yontif? And that might answer the connection to chayav adam latara atzma beregel. What does chayav adam latara atzma beregel mean? You have to make sure you tahar when. Isn't it too late if it's yontif already? It's before regel. Some of the achronim, I don't remember who. I'm trying to remember, maybe the Aruch Huner. But some of the achronim suggest that when the Gemara says that there's a famous stira that the Ran asks, that the Gemara says in Pesachim that Shaul Mendarshim Behilchas Achag Lamed Yom Kodem Achag, yet the Gemara says in Megillah that Shaul Behilchas Achag Bichag. Bichag, on the Yontif. So which is it? Are you supposed to learn 30 days in advance or on the Yontif itself? So one of the Acharim, I don't remember which one it is, says that, no, Bichag means 30 days in advance. And his right is Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmo Biregel. Biregel doesn't mean on Yontif, it means make sure you're in advance of Yontif you should do it. Biregel doesn't always mean on Yontif, it means around that time. So maybe Chayav Adam L'Tar Biregel also doesn't mean Dafka on Yontif, it means around that time. But there's a raya that that's incorrect. That's an incorrect application to our din. The raya is from our Gemara. Because what happened in our Gemara, he came to visit Rabbi Elazar on Yontif. Rabbi Elazar says, get out of my face, you shouldn't be here, you should be home. Right? So ask the Gemara, what? Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmo Rabba Beregel? If we're correct, what should the Gemara have answered? Of course he holds Chayav Adam L'Tar Atzmo Rabba Beregel. Come a week ago. Don't come on Yontif. It must be that it is a din dafka on Yontif. And that's why the Gemara had to give this answer, as Lavasi Biomei. Right? So that analysis that some of the Achronim have, and I apologize, I forget which one, about Chayav L'Tar Beregel and Shol V'Dorshim El-Sachag Bichag, that might be true that it means before, but Levak Pnehara Biregel very likely means Biregel itself. So that's the Ritva. Pnei Yeshua deals with both questions 1 and 2. Why are you not Chayiv in Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and why women should be Chayiv? And Pnei Yeshua writes, pretty creatively, nearly Liyashev, Yishum de Blavach, he called Kasha Lishin de Krad, de Balash al Shunam, Samar le Ishto, again, he just asked the second question. El al korch tzarech lomar, the b'chia gavna lo mikri mitzvah se shazman grama. He says, no, this is not a mitzvah se shazman grama. You know why? She mitzvah svara ha yichayev lahakbu p'nei rabo b'kol sha'a. Really, the mitzvah should have been to visit your Rebbe every single moment. You should always be with your Rebbe. You're always getting inspired from him. Why do people hang pictures of their Rebbeim in their houses sometimes? Because they want the inspiration constantly. So you should always have inspiration from your Rebbeim. I've been told by Rebbeim whose pictures hang in other people's homes that they get a little freaked out by it, by the way. So, if they ever come visit. But you should really always have, you should always have that experience of going to visit your Rebbe. Eliefshar, Mishum Bitul Malacha. But you can't do it because you gotta live. Yesapta de Ganecha. We said yesterday, you gotta live, you gotta do work sometime. Right, we know if there's not your Aveda, your Rebbe's Aveda, you can take your Aveda first because you gotta live. So when are women off from work? When do women not do malacha? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, Yom Shabbos, you go on the day that you're off. It's Chodesh. But men, when you apply it to men, they'd be chayv to go on regel when they're not working. They do work on Chodesh. So that's where we learn that we have regel instead of Chodesh. Any day that you're not working should be a day spent going to visit the Rebbe. Why isn't it a mitzvah shazman grama? Because it's a mitzvah that's really every single moment of every single day. It's just that it's impractical to do it the right way every single moment of every single day. And therefore, we do it the wrong way. We do it minimally. But it's not zman grama. It says the Pnei Yeshua says to be mitarit the first two kashas. The difficulty that I have, and that maybe I'm just not chapping, is how Shabbos fits into the equation according to the Bnei Yeshua. Is he saying that Taka, man is chayiv to go every Shabbos also? That you chayiv al-Lak Bnei Rab b'Shabbos also? Because we're not working on Shabbos. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say that though. The Gemara says, Mikan, that a person is chayiv al-Lak Bnei Rab b'Regel. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just missing something in the Pnei Yeshua. It's more than likely that I am, but that's, I don't know, was that your kasha last year? You remember? Okay, but that's what always bothers me about this Pnei Yeshua. He accounts for Chodesh, and it's a brilliant accounting for Chodesh, but he doesn't really account for Shabbos. We'll leave out the Aruch Lener for now. Leave out the Aruch Lener for now. There's a fascinating discussion in the Turi Evan. Turi Evan begins really only trying to answer question number one, but in the process also answers question three. Again, question one, why not Shabbos and Chodesh? Question three was the connection to the Chiyuv L'Tahir Atzmo B'Regel. So Rav Evan says that we're translating the words in the pasuk all wrong. When it says Madua Atalachsiyam LaChodesh Al Shabbos, it's not Chodesh or Shabbos. Say now we have to pay attention to the order in the pasuk. What does it say? LaChodesh V'Lo Shabbos. Right? It's not Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. If you were saying those 2 days, which day should come first? Shabbos. Why Shabbos? Tadim Shemit Tadim Tadim Kodem. Now, the truth is that's a bit of a creative reading. To say that Tadav Shem and Tadav Tadav Kodim means you have to mention one first in the course of regular daily conversation, which is all this really is. I mean, it's a husband talking to his wife. That Tadav Shem and Tadav is a din in terms of when I'm making Kiddush, what should I mention first? Which day should I mention first? When I'm doing two mitzvahs, which mitzvah should I do first? But it's a din in having conversation? That's a little bit rough. Right? That you reply Tadav Shem Tadav. That's the Turi Evan's assumption. That the Pasuk, if it made it into the Bible, then the Pasuk must be written in the order of Tadav Shem Tadav. So he says we're mistranslating all the terms. Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos and Chodesh doesn't mean Chodesh. Shabbos means Yantish. So he says, very nice, but the Pasuk says Shabbos, so how could you do that? So he says, no, I'll prove to you in Tanakh, the word Shabbos means Yantish. Mimachras HaShabbos, we start counting Sfiras HaOmer. So if you're a Karaite, you start counting on Sunday. Because Machros HaShabbos. But Torah Jews, who believe in Torah Shebal Peh, know that the Torah Shebal Peh, we translate Machros HaShabbos not to mean Sunday. Machros HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. So if it's the day after the first day of Pesach, Pesach is Yantif. Shabbos means Yantif. And he says, Chodesh doesn't mean Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh means Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a yantif that happens to be on the first day of the month. Ah, you'll tell me, but it says Chodesh, doesn't say Rosh Hashanah. Where in the world do we ever say Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, it's a pasuk in the Torah. And we say it at Marv in Rosh Hashanah. Tiku, b'chodesh, shofar. When do you blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Yet we call Rosh Hashanah Chodesh. So he says, that's a direct limud. Question number one is, answers itself. How do we get from that pasuk, l'chayiv v'vakav n'arab b'regel? Because it's talking about Regel, it's talking about Yom Tovin. Rosh Hashanah, Yantif, 1 second. And he says, my raya to this is that if it meant Shabbos Mamish and it didn't mean Yantif, then Shabbos should be mentioned before Rosh Chodesh because it's more Tadir. Why does it mention Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh? Must be because Shabbos is less Tadir than Rosh Chodesh. Aye, but he puts himself in a bind by retranslating Chodesh also. Because if Chodesh means Rosh Hashanah, then which one is Tadir?
Regel.
So Vayter, Regel is more Tadir. Shabbos is more Tadir. So again, it's wrong. So he uses some creativity to get out of that one. Says, no, otherwise you'd misunderstand the Pasuk, and you would think that Chodesh means Rosh Chodesh, so it has to say it in this way. Whatever, he tries to get out of that bind. Meaning, he raises that question, that Rosh Hashanah, that Yontif is more Tadir than Rosh Hashanah. He also says, why even mention Rosh Hashanah if you already mentioned Regel, if you already mentioned Yom Tovim? Why does Rosh Hashanah even have to get mentioned? If Shabbos means Yontif, so Yontif is already mentioned. So he says that we mentioned Chodesh before, because if we would have mentioned Shabbos first, Rosh Hashanah would have been included in Shabbos, and we wouldn't have had to mention Rosh Hashanah. So we mentioned Rosh Hashanah first, because otherwise it would have been included in Shabbos. That's not a very good answer, so don't mention Rosh Hashanah at all. Adrava. Only say one word. So he says, no, now that we say Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos, we have to say Chodesh is the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah, which is called Chodesh. And Shabbos must be a reference not to the end of Rosh Hashanah, but to only the Shalosh Regalim. La'afuke Yom Kippur. Meaning, had it said only Shabbos, so I would have said Shabbos includes all Yom Tovim. And you have like Bnei Rabo, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. All Yom Tovim. Now that it says Chodesh as a separate word, so I see that Shabbos must not include anything but the Shalosh Regalim. Chodesh comes to include Rosh Hashanah. And it tells me both of them so that I could know not to include Yom Kippur. To tell me that you don't have to visit your Rebbe on Yom Kippur. And that's why it doesn't say Chayv Advak Bnei Rabba B'moed. He uses the Lashon Beregel. Because had it said B'moed, we would have included Yom Kippur as well. And there is no such Chayv Advak Bnei Rabba on Yom Kippur. Now, and he says the Raya is, that Regel means Dafka the Shalosh Regalim, is that the juxtaposition of the two Limudim of Rabbi Yitzchak. Chayv Advak Bnei Rabba Beregel and Chayv Adam L'Tar Atzma Beregel. The Tara Asma Regel is definitely only about the Shalosh Regalim, so that you can be Mekayim the Kabanos, which is the Chiyuv HaRegel, the Chiyuv of being all of the Regel. You don't have the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You don't need to be Mitar yourself Rosh Hashanah. It's ironic, because nowadays we're Mitar ourselves from Tumas Keri, Dafka, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not on, not necessarily as much on the other Regalim. But whatever it is, but that's Meikar Adin, to bring the Kabanos, the Chiyuv L'Tayr is only by the Regalim, wouldn't be by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Okay, those are some of the less standard answers of the Achronim. The big one that everyone talks about is Nodav Yehuda. The big answer that everyone talks about is Nodav Yehuda. Nodav Yehuda is a tshuva on this topic, and Nodav Yehuda has the following interesting twist on the whole topic. He starts with the question of why isn't this in Shulchan Aruch? It should have made it into Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara even asks it as a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Come on, everyone knows that you have to go visit your Rebbe on Yantif. And Rabbi Eliezer's answer is, yeah, you're right, I do have to visit. You do have to visit your Rebbe on Yantif. It's just that I think you only have to do it if you can make it back on time. But how could the Shulchan Aruch leave this out? Also with the kasha number one, which was, what does Shabbos and Chodesh have anything to do with Regel? So he writes in the second paragraph, in the view of the source number 9. Hanir l'niz daiti b'zeh huzeh. Let me tell you, this is my opinion. Divade mehai kray alfinon de Shabbos v'chodesh yesh bo tosefes kedusha, shor yesh bo karbon musaf, yesh makom l'kabel p'nei rabo, shegam ala rav nitosef az shefa l'ashpia al talmido. V'adim b'regolim. So right away he makes a statement about what the purpose is. He starts answering question number 5. Why do we go visit a Rebbe on Yantif? So he says it's because the Rebbe is able to be mashpia, extra kedusha on Yantif. The Rebbe might be a holy man the rest of the year, he's a super holy man on Yantif. He's able to be mashpia, and you're a greater mekabel on Yantif, because we're all holier. So when we go visit our Rebbeim on Yantif, we're ready to be mekabel so much more. So it's a special opportunity. So he says that shefa exists any day that you have a karban musaf, really. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yantif. So it makes sense to be an Inyan at any of those days, any of the special days. Why do we not have a chiyuv then to visit every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh? So it says based on Gemara and Kiddush and Daf Lamed Gimel. Very creative in the Yehuda. Gemara and Kiddush and Daf Lamed Gimel says that you are chayiv to stand up for your Rebbe, but no more than twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. If the Rebbe keeps jumping and running in and out of the room, you have to keep standing up, bouncing up and down like yo-yo every time. Once in the day, once at night. Why? So says the Gemara, because the Rebbe shouldn't be greater than the Shechina. And you're only Mekabel Pnei Shechina twice a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, morning, night, twice a day. Kriya Shema Shachris Nachris. The Rebbe shouldn't be greater than the Shechina. You can't make a chiyuv to do more for your Rebbe than you are mechuyuv to do for the Shechina. So he says, now I understand very well. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, what's the chiyuv to be mevaker pnei rabba beregel? The chiyuv is the same, can't be any greater than the chiyuv to be mevaker pnei shechina. When do you have to go visit the pnei shechina? Shalosh regalim. You go see the pnei Hashem, you go visit Yerushalayim, you go see the shechina. Whatever that means. Right? You're all the regel. 3 times a year. So, enochinami, it's an inyan to visit the Rebbe all the time. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, yeah, it's an inyan, it makes sense. It can't be a chiyuv any more than 3 times a year. Because we can't make a greater chiyuv for the Rebbe than we can for the Shechina. So says in the Yehuda, why does the Shulchan Aruch not quote it for Bizman HaZeh for nowadays? Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it because nowadays we don't have a chiyuv to be able to regal anymore. So we're never going to visit the Shechina. How can you create it? How can you make a chiyuv to go visit the Rebbe more than you do the Shechina? So we never have Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And therefore there can't be a chiyuv. The Vaka Pnei Rabbe regal anymore either. Oh, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt though, the chiyuv is going to come back. So that's why you find it in the Rambam. Why did the Rush and the Rif mention it though? So he says, Kivin Shiyesh Ba'al Kalpanim To'eles Shenachol Mekabel Pnei Rabbo. The only thing we can't do is create a chiyuv to visit your Rebbe more than your mechuyuv to visit the Shechina. If you want to visit your Rebbe every Shabbos, every Rosh Chodesh, every Yantif, it's a great idea. Because he has this Shefa of Kedusha, you have this ability to be Mekabel. It's a great idea. Chazal just can't be Koveyan as a chiyuv. The Rif and the Rush will often quote a Musar Haskel, something that's a good idea, something that makes sense in terms of his, in terms of the benefits, the spiritual benefits are worthwhile, even if it's not a chiyuv. So the Rif and the Rush quoted because the Inyan is still there. The Inyan's always there. It's just a matter of when there's going to be a chiyuv. That the Shulchan Aruch deals with chiyuvim. The Shulchan Aruch deals with halacha, not with inyanim. So Shulchan Aruch only mentions the chiyuv, and therefore there's no chiyuv b'zman hazeh. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Yeah. No, because the way the Gemara says it in Kiddushin is not to stand for your Rebbe less than you get up to greet the Shechina, but you just can't do more. You just can't do more.
So it should be 3 times to stand up to your Rebbe.
No. Kriyashma Shach
Shalav
is Midor Aisa.
So it's 2
Kriyashmas Midor Aisa. Granted, we throw in more, but. So that's the brilliant approach of the Nodav Yehuda. The Achronim, obviously, while they're all impressed with the brilliance of the approach, take issue with it for several reasons. Aruch Liner points out, Dvar of Tmuim Lanias Daiti. Dal Karcha Chash Maisi Rav Lazar Lohayi Bizman Abayis. This story with Rav Lazar, Rav Lohayi comes to visit Rav Lazar, it could not have been when the Beis HaMikdash was around. What's the Raya that it couldn't have been when the Beis HaMikdash was around? Because, where did he go visit Rabbi Lezer? Mud. If the Beis HaMikdash was around and it was a Yantif, where does Rabbi Lezer belong? In Yerushalayim. So what was Rabbi Lezer doing there? So it has to be when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't around. Otherwise, why was he not Ola L'Regel? Now, there are answers to that. There are peturim to being Ola L'Regel. If a person is a Zakein, a Chole, a person doesn't own any land. I think Rabbi Sachem talks about this a little bit. Tesam beis, Gimelam beis. There are lots of excuses not to be able to regal. So you could answer one of those things. Maybe Rabbi Lezer was in one of those situations. Aruch Liner says, come on, that's dachuk. So dachuk, I've heard more dachuk things. Rabbi Lezer was around when the Beis HaMikdash was around, so likely after it was destroyed, he was getting older. Well, I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. Meaning, at some point he got old, right? At some point he got sick. We have stories about Rabbi Eliezer when he was sick. The Gemara tells stories about when he was sick and they came to visit him, even though he was in Cherem. And that, you know, there was a time that he was sick, and that's when a lot of people came to visit him. Also, he says, why is he giving Musar to the Talmud that the guy left his house? He should be giving Musar to the Talmud. What are you doing in Lund? Go be Ola Regel! Why is the Talmud not being Ola Regel? Okay, maybe he also didn't have land. Maybe he was also sick. I don't know. Right? But he says that's also dachuk. Also, he says that which we say, Da'afilu b'zman ha'bayis lo mishkacha she'ikabu p'nei rabo, kiven di'ef shalatzis mi beso, says that which he says that even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, people wouldn't be able to be mevaker p'nei rabo because you can't leave your house. Tamohu, shari b'zman ha'bayis ha'yo'ole im ishto l'regel, v'shum simcha l'kayim v'samachta atu v'esecha. Okay, let's leave that question out for right now. So I totally disagree with the Nodav Yehuda. Why then is it not in Shulchan Aruch? So he says, it's not in Shulchan Aruch because really it's a mitzvah every single day to visit your Rebbe. By expanding it, he sort of like nullifies it. There's no real mitzvah only on Yantif. So it's really the mitzvah is every single day to visit your Rebbe. Now, I'm not sure. I don't remember what exactly he says. It's a mitzvah every single day. I don't remember how that fits in. How that fits in exactly. Just one more point I wanted to make. You take a look at the Aruch Lanar. I don't remember exactly what he said. I'm not going to read through it now. One more point, and that is Rav Sternbach is the only one that I saw that deals with all of our questions. Rav Sternbach in Moed Muzmanim. What chelek is this? I forget which chelek. Chelek Dalid. Simin Shin Yud Zayin. Moed Muzmanim. Rav Sternbach starts off with a quote from the Chak Yaakov, which is a commentary on the side of Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, that if a person doesn't make a Shechiyanu on Shavuos, you can still make a Shechiyanu for the full 7 days after Shavuos. That's what the Chak Yaakov says. It's strange because by Shavuos, the Yantif is over after the first day. Bishlam on Pesach, second day is still Pesach. He didn't make Shechiyanu yesterday, so make it today. But Shavuos, after the first day, there's no Yantif anymore. What kind of Shechiyanu? So he writes that in the Maril Diskin added that even in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a shaila whether you say Shechiyanu because it has a din of a regel, whether it has a din of a regel or not. So how could you say the week after Shavuos has enough of a din of a regel that you can say Shechiyanu on it? Very strange. And then he says, Afi bizman hazeh mitzvah sakabalas rabba beregel noe kol shiva lo mashma sheyivarech al zezman. Maril Diskin says, maybe there is a little bit of an inyan of Yontif, even for the week after Shavuos, because maybe the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo exists for the week after Shavuos, not just on the Yontif itself, but it goes for the whole week. So he says, but that wouldn't be enough to require Shechiyanu, because the mitzvah is Ika B'Mechila, the Rav could always be Mochel, and therefore that wouldn't be enough to create a Shechiyanu. So he says, so Shemuch says, that's what the Maral Diskin says. He says it's a Chiddush Nifla, that Bizman Azeh there would be a Chiv to Mivakel Pnei Rabbo Beregel on Shavuos, and first of all, that there is a Chiv Bizman Azeh, and second of all, that the Chiv would last for the entire week after Shavuos? Where in the world do you get that Chiddush from? So he says, when it comes to the Brach of Shechiyanu, also he says, that the fact that Shechiyanu shouldn't be Noeg because it's something that's B'Mechila, something that the Rebbe can be Mochel on, something that's optional, that's also very strange. Because guess what? A lot of things are optional that we do make Shechiyanu on. Like buying a new suit. That's optional, and you make Shechiyanu on it. You don't only make Shechiyanu on things that are mandatory. So he says, maybe through this comment of Meryl Diskin, we can understand the gather of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Pnei Rabbo Beregel. He says, I always had a suffix. Is the mitzvah to be Mechabe the Rebbe, or is the mitzvah for the Toelas of the Talmud? To gain your own inspiration. Nafkamina being, can the Rebbe be Mochel? If it's be Mechabed him, he could be Mochel. It's Torah Dilehu, he could be Mochel as uncovered. If it's for the Toelas of the Talmud, he can't be Mochel. And he brings Rayas from the Lashon of Rashi in Chagiga, that it's the Chabed Rabbo, the Rambam in Talmud Torah, that it's in the context of Mechabed the Rebbe. He then quotes the Nod Yehuda, and he asks on the Nod Yehuda that Dvar V'Tmun, because it makes a lot of sense that the Ikar Mitzvah of standing is only twice a day for a Rebbe, but just because there's no Beis HaMikdash around, that means we should have no more mitzvah of visiting the Rebbe? Isn't that a little bit different? When you have the opportunity to visit the Shekhinah, so we could say, okay, we're not going to make a Chiv to visit the Rebbe more frequently than you visit the Shekhinah. But when there is no opportunity to visit the Shekhinah at all, it's gone, it's E-Efshar, is it really still a slap in the face of the Shekhinah to visit the Rebbe? To have a chiv to visit the Rebbe? So he says that's his kasha in Nod Yehuda. Then he asks our question number 4 and our question number 1. And Blineta tomorrow will start with his mahalich to answer all of these questions. We'll have a 10-minute halacha shiur if anyone was interested.